Oh yeah. Yeah, those were good movies. They don't have good movies today. They either have a love story, a stupid murder movie, a mystery, a monster movie, or a sci-fi movie. And that's the extent of their ability to make movies. You remember watching Porky's?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you remember going to the drive-in to watch Porky's?
I did not see Porky's. Drive-in or otherwise, I just did not see it. I don't know why. Maybe it was in the midst of my junior, senior year in college, and the only thing I concentrated on was studying, doing whatever work was necessary, and trying to graduate.
And there was this, the girl who plays the part of the really good-looking blonde on Sex and the City, the one who's the real tramp, she played a cheerleader. No, she played a cheerleading coach who had just come to this new school, and all the guys knew her, and they called her Lassie. I said, why the hell do you keep calling her Lassie? And they all cracked up. They said, if you get her in the boys' locker room, all she has to do is smell a jockstrap, and she's hornier than hell. And when you have sex with her, she howls like a dog. Well, it's really funny. There was a meeting going on in the gym, and they were up above the gym in the crawl space. And this guy was, you know, had a jockstrap in his hand, holding it over her nose. And they were having sex, and all of a sudden, throughout the gym, you could hear, oh!
No, I didn't see that. That's hilarious.
Oh, it was so funny. And the gym coach was downstairs trying to keep a straight face. He was laughing so hard. And I said, why did they call her Lassie? He says, you'll find out.
We all knew girls that were that way.
Oh, I knew a girl was like that. Oh, my God. Yeah, I dated one girl, man. I'll tell you, I should have married her. I would have been the happiest guy in the world. And I'm seriously, honest to God truth, I really should have married her. She was from the Philippines. And she was unbelievably gorgeous. And she was hot when she was 15. I mean, she looked unbelievably fine. Well, she lived down the street from me, and she used to come over and swim in my pool during the summer, and we got to be good friends. And we dated for 2 years, you know, and it just... I just reached a point where I couldn't handle her anymore. I had to get away from her. My father said, man, you're going to kill yourself or kill her. I said, you're right. You know, oh, she would get mad over something, start throwing things at me, you know, and then I'd throw things back at her. We're out there. She was a hell of a lover.
Well, that only lasts so long. You need somebody you can talk to, too.
Well, I could talk to her, you know. She talked real well with something in her mouth.
Oh, jeez. Man.
Do any fishing, honey?
Yeah, I remember stuff like that. Well, let's see how well you can concentrate.
I took her out to the submarine races on the coast of Massachusetts, and she said, where are the submarines? I said, oh, I got to marry this chick.